Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The first of every year, we draw watchwords. These are verses of scripture that we hope will go on your way with you, that will take you through the year. And we not only draw personal watchwords, we also draw a watchword for the church. And this year, the watchword that was drawn is our call to worship. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Now, I've heard a lot of sermons on this particular passage, and I have to say, in my jaundiced view, they were always the kumbaya type, which I really didn't like, especially when I was a young person and was deeply cynical. I was admonished to read the scriptures and read them and memorize them and have them right down pat. I was admonished to sing, and sometimes I would go on youth retreats when I would be prodded to do so. Usually, I think it was by my mother, who wanted me out of the house and thought that maybe I'd get some spiritual benefit from being at a youth retreat. And I remember one particular one, my sister and I went, and as they were singing the kumbaya type songs, and everybody's having a wonderful time singing all these hymns and these psalms, and there's guitars and young people raising their hands in praise, Linda and I finally had had enough after about the fourth one. And we went back to the room and started a card game. Now, you have to understand that the church that I came from in my early days thought cards were the devil's handbook. So it was even worse than that. And then anybody who would travel by, we'd keep the door open and invite them in. Wicked young people. If we didn't know the context, we would think God's calling us to kumbaya this year, but that's not the case. The Colossians were not people like us. They never had a government who worked for them that was by the people and for the people. They did not have economic opportunity that we have. They did not have the relative safety that we have. Their church was not like this church. It was in homes and sometimes in caves. These were people who were living on the edges, on the margins of society. And you know, I often wondered, I've heard a lot about the communal living of the Christian church. And sometimes we of the 21st century will look back and say, well, wasn't that an ideal time? The reason that they lived communally was to protect each other and to be able to live, because so many of them were in such abject poverty that if they hadn't shared things, the church would not survive. We're talking about people living on the edge and living such lives of stress and indecision, living lives like the people in Aleppo, who don't know when the next bomb is going to fall. We have to look at that context. And so God is not calling them to stand around in a retreat or at a beautiful setting and just sing songs. There's something more going on here. First, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. As I said, my pastors would say, that means reading your Bible every day. But the scripture, the New Testament, had not been formed yet. The scripture was the Old Testament. But it doesn't say, read the scripture. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you, live in you, bodily in you, richly. Well, what is the word of Christ? What does Christ preach? He preached peace. Jesus would say, peace be still. He preached grace. The word of Christ is grace. What does grace mean? I don't deserve it, but I get the gifts anyway. We preach grace. The word of Christ that dwells in us, that lives in us, is a word of justice and speaking out for people who cannot speak for themselves. The word of Christ is the word of life. I came, Jesus said, to give life and give it abundantly. So every time when we say, teach one another in wisdom and admonish one another, what are we teaching and admonishing? Not, you're doing the wrong thing. Straighten up. Teaching and admonishing are these words of life that God, Christ has given us. We teach each other peace. We teach each other love. We embrace each other with grace. And most importantly, we teach each other life. The life, the joy that comes through Jesus. The life that we put back into our fellow man, into our church, into our community. Everything we do in this church needs to speak to life. And then we sing. Not standing around singing Kumbaya. Did you get a theme here? I don't like that song, Kumbaya. Or we will know we are Christians by our love. I start twitching when I hear that. But singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs means that we get within ourselves that joy, that peace that only comes sometimes through music. And when I think of singing songs, I think of Paul and Silas being beaten and bloodied and in stocks and singing at the top of their lungs. I think of the freedom riders down south who would be thrown in jail after the billy clubs rained on them, and they sang. And sometimes the jailers would just have to stop and listen. Talking about singing songs in the night, singing songs when we do not know how life is going to turn out. That's why I sing sometimes at the top of my lungs here. Singing songs, hymns, and the best part about that is, no matter what's going on in my life, I can sing. One of my most wonderful memories of my mother was in the morning, she turned the radio up real high because she was half deaf. So it'd be blasting throughout the house. And then she'd sing with the radio, because she would have a Christian station on, and she would sing at the top of her lungs from this one radio station. This man was singing, it is morning in my heart. Jesus made all the gloomy shadows depart. And she'd be singing. Now, you have to understand, my mother did not have a lovely voice like Anna. My mother didn't even have a fair to Midland voice. It sounded like someone scratching on a blackboard. And we'd plug our ears and say, Mom, please stop. And she'd say, even if I sound like a frog with asthma, I am going to sing. So even if you hear lovely voices around you and you sound like a frog with asthma, still sing. Sing out. When we're on the margins, when life is difficult, it's more important than ever to sing. These people lived through terrible times, and yet they found their voice. The words of love and peace and grace resonated with them. May it be said of this church this year, that we bring the word of Christ to life, that word of peace, that word of joy, that word of life, not only in these pews, but out in our community. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the challenge that we have this year to speak your words, words of peace, to speak your words, words of life, to speak your words, words of justice. and to sing out, especially in the darkness. Whatever life holds this year, may we be found in you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.